Always look forward to catching up with Giovanna Simpson, Deputy Mayor from Burnie City Council. Hello.
Hello, Lee. Nice to be back in the studio with you.
Great
this
to have you return. Was it a case of Big Brother is watching last night because the Burnie City Council meeting was live streamed? How'd that go? I haven't checked it out yet too, incidentally.
Yeah, and that's a good way to put it. It was a little bit like Big Brother is watching. It was the first time we live streamed at last night's council meeting.
No one was evicted though.
No one was evicted, although it was pretty close. There was a bit of to and fro from the gallery. Lots of heated discussion, so it was nearly was an eviction nightly, that's for sure.
How did my old mate Councillor Ken Dorsey go?
Oh, look, poor Ken Dorsey. He was hammered a little bit last night, but he stood up really well to the challenge. And, you know, the good thing to remember about Councillor Dorsey, he's a community man, and that's what, you know, is really important to get across. So, but he certainly was hammered, but I won't give too much away, Lee. If you want to have a listen, you can do that. Head to our website at burnie.tas.gov.au, follow the link, or also on our Facebook page, you can follow that link as well.
Just like with our chats, you can play catch up at 7bu.com.au. Had to throw that in.
You had to throw that in.
And if
absolutely.
You miss anything at council, you can go and live stream and play catch up there too.
Yeah, please do, because it was definitely a really interesting discussion and some interesting things came out of it. So
this is the first time this has happened for Burnie City Council, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So, you know, it was really great. And, you know, it's interesting because you think, you know, the cameras are on us all the time, but it's fine. I think it's really good, especially in COVID times, as you know too well, Lee. That some people want to be at home in the comfort of their own home, and they can do that and, you know, feel like they're still part of the gallery by watching it online.
And rather than jumping onto Facebook and leaving comments there, people in the community can leave some questions, hopefully have them answered at the council meetings.
Yeah, that's right. So, and they can certainly do that, and you can follow the links again on our website to do that. So if you've got any questions, send them in, and we'll do our best to get back to you and, you know, go from there. So I just urge everyone to be involved because it's really important that our community is involved in our meetings.
Community involvement, that's the catch cry.
That's the catch cry, isn't it?
And Arvo's at the junctions back.
It is. Really excited about this one for our young people in our community. Now, Youth Family Community Connections, they're on Wilson Street, opposite McDonald's, and they've got some awesome events for their young people aged from 11 to 18 years of age. They're free and they kick off at 3 p.m, so after school time, Lee, of course, and they happen every Wednesday. And it all kicks off this afternoon with a welcome back pizza and chill afternoon.
Just checking that out too. If it's opposite McDonald's, wouldn't that be Wilson Street?
It is Wilson Street, yes, it is.
Wilmot Street's further up.
So there you go. I haven't had a coffee yet this morning, Lee. So it is Wilson Street, but just opposite McDonald's and up a little bit. Great, near actually Domino's is probably the best
that's
way
the
there.
One.
And down the laneway there. It's a great spot, and they do a great job down there at the junction. And they've got trivia quizzes coming up, badminton, laser tag, and lots more. So head to their website for more details, all to ours.
Yeah, locals will know exactly what we're talking about, but if you're a tourist, you're probably a little bit confused, so hopefully we'll find that out for you. And a lot of people get out and about on these nice days before the rain, of course, where we do get a little bit of sunshine. Community walks, and that's happening at West Park.
Yeah, now the next community walk at West Park is coming up on Wednesday the 10th of August, kicking off at 4:30. Now this is an opportunity where the community are invited to join in on a tour of the university's new Cradle Coast campus at West Park, of course. Now I was at the campus on Monday evening with the Premier and his cabinet, ministers for drinks with the community. That was a wonderful event. But it just, you know, reminded me again of what a beautiful building that it is there.
Yes.
And that everyone really, Lee, needs to see it for themselves. And there's some great things happening there. And if you are interested in how the landscape will look as well, if you want to have a look at that and see what changes are starting to happen, it's definitely well worth doing the tour.
Lovely. And how we go about checking further details to that?
You can go again to our Facebook page or website. You can go to UTAS as well if you want. It is open for the community. They've got a great cafe in there as well. Go and have a coffee. Register. And registration is free as well, which is always a plus.
Women of the Moon, Giovanna Simpson from Burnie City Council, is celebrating, I think, about 10 or 11 female musos from here on the northwest coast with a big, ripping two-hour show coming up of songs.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, Lee. As you said, 11 female musicians, all from the northwest coast, which I love. Two-hour show, as you said. Now, it's going to be an incredibly powerful show. It was originally created to celebrate the winter solstice and features a collection of moon-themed songs, so that'll be interesting. And of course, there's a diverse range of genres from rock to reggae, jazz, folk, ballads, and swing. And the voices are front and centre with six dynamic lead singers.
Hit us with some of these artists because I know a few of those and
they
sound great.
Oh, you certainly do. Yeah, Kitty Martini, I mean, she's been forefront on the coast for a very long time. She's an incredible singer. So she'll be up, fronting there. Shani St. Albans, Shayana, who's been around for a long time as well. Wendy Moles, who we all know. Sophie Leslie, Mahala Wing as well. So incredible musicians. And the rhythm section of Lydia Long, she's an incredible bassist. She'll be there. Tinnell Johnson on drums, Michelle Taylor on piano. And it's just, incredible. We've got Teresa Beck Swindell on woodwind and percussion as well. So you've got all these amazing, powerful women on stage. And there's also going to be a cameo performance by world-class acrobat Mika Lazotte. So that's going to be incredible too.
Lovely. How do we get those tickets?
Grab your tickets now. You can go and see the beautiful ladies at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre at the box office. It's all happening Saturday, 6th of August from 8 p.m. till 10:30. And it's going to be happening in the Town Hall. So really exciting.